This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. Greeting to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. We welcome all of you. We greet you in the love of the Lord. We charity you. That's what the Bible says in the King James. So we do. We love you so much. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. And we're on this program not because we just want to have our name out there. No, we're on this program. We want to raise the standard in the body of Christ. We got so many things, even in the church today, that's so contrary to what God wants us to do and understand. And especially, well, it's in the world, we know that, but it should never be in the church. And so, Lord, we're going to raise the standard here a little bit today, aren't we, Pastor Don? We're going to raise it up according to the Word of God. We need to obey what He says, be obedient to the things He said. We've talked about this a lot. If you obey God in anything that you're doing, the blessings will follow. There's always a consequence to what we do. And so we want to do what God said, the blessings that He has put in His book, the Holy Bible, and that we might follow His teachings and everything that Yeshua told us about. And I'm always reminded about Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, the Beatitudes. And I always say these are the attitudes that the church should be. And so much of it's not. And so Jesus explained not everything, but many of the commandments that were put in place in the first covenant. And He told what the people had said and written down and all that. He said, but this is what it says, but I'm going to tell you the true meaning of it. And we mentioned it many times in our congregation. It's all about the heart. The heart of man has to be changed. That's what's going to take it to be done. It has to be done. And so I think about our country. God's not just going to throw a blanket over America and everything's going to change. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen one by one as the souls will come into the kingdom of God, accept Jesus Christ. The hearts will change, and then what's going to happen? As we do that throughout the nation, this nation can slowly be changed as well, can't it, Pastor Don?
Amen.
So we're honored
Amen.
To be here with you. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. If you can't, we do offer CDs or tapes, whatever you want. All we ask for is a love offering, and we'll be glad to send it out to you. And you can make a check out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And the address is Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida. And the zip is 34995. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're honored to do that for you. So, and even if you want to give an offering without anything in return, we would appreciate that as well, because this program has to be paid for, and it's not free. But we're honored to do that. We've been on the radio now 19, Pastor Don. 19 years. It was July the 8th. We've been on the radio for 19 years here in Martin County. So we're excited about being here with you. Hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. So anyway, we're honored to be here with you again. So Pastor Don, you got some things you want to mention right up front before we start.
And you know, you never know who it's going to touch.
That's right.
You don't know who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
People listen and may never hear from them, yet they may come in. And they may come in and just come in and drop an offering and leave.
That's right. We had that happen before.
Yes, very recently. If that person is listening, we just praise God for you because
it's needed that person
for the radio program, and we pray
That's right.
You in prayer.
Amen.
But you know, we just thank the Lord for God's people, because God's people, if God speaks to His people.
Sure does.
But, you know, God expects us to be obedient mm-hmm. when he speaks to us.
Right.
And, you know, there's a promised blessing when we're obedient to God.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not on this radio program because we were looking for attention or anything else. We're on here because we're doing what God has told us to do, to raise the standard.
And we love people.
If the standard isn't raised in the body of Christ,
that's right.
We have no hope. We have no hope.
That's right.
We have no hope. I mean, there is a battle. And if God's people don't get busy and get dressed for war, you know, that we're going to lose. We're going to suffer loss. We're going to suffer loss. This nation is going to suffer loss. But I believe that, you know, if we would rise up and just like be that Joshua army.
Amen.
Or Joshua took them into the promised land, didn't he? And there were giants in the land. Well, I mean, actual giants, and the enemy was in the land. Well, there's giants and there's an enemy in the land that we live in. And in the world today, we look at what happened in France on Thursday, you know, and things that are happening all around our nation. We don't know from day to day what city is going to be under attack. We don't know from day to day. So we need to be ready. We need to be hearing from the Lord. Because when the Lord tells us, if he tells us to move, we better move. We better make a change. We better get in the place where we're under his protection.
Amen.
You know, they were in the wilderness. You know, they only follow the cloud
by
day and the fire by night.
That's it.
You get out from underneath the cloud.
Whoa.
You know what? You're not protected any longer.
That's right.
So that's what we need, because you never know where the enemy is going to attack. So. But I believe that God will speak to his people and tell them and warn us, give us forewarning. But we need to be dressed for battle. What is our battle, our warfare? Well, mm-hmm. It tells us over there in Ephesians chapter 6 how we are to be dressed. Chapter 6.
Like a soldier, aren't we?
Well, that's right. And we need to have on the full armor of God.
Yes.
So go read Ephesians chapter 6. I don't know if we're going to get there, but you can open your Bible up and you can read it and see what it says. Because we're called to be in the army of God.
Right.
And the army of God, we don't use guns, and we don't use swords, and we don't use weapons of war. Our weapons of war are not carnal. Oh,
they're mighty through
but
God.
But they're mighty through God, because it's God's mighty right arm that's going to bring us through.
Pull down all these strongholds.
Well, I didn't want to plan on preaching, but praise God, I want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. And we are right on Kenner Highway and Monterey Road. We're in the Monterey Plaza. So come and see us. I know some people have a problem finding us, but we're right in the plaza, right next door to Save a Lot Food Store. And we are in that Monterey Plaza at Kenner Highway and Monterey. It's 43 Southwest Monterey Road, but it's in a plaza. So it's not a standing bill. It's in a plaza.
And the building's actually facing Kenner Highway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. Next to the food store.
That's it.
So, and I want to mention that we have services there every Friday night at 7 p.m. We have Shabbat service. We mm-hmm. come and we welcome the Sabbath starts in the evening, and we come in and we have worship and prayer and communion and seeking God's face, not his hand, seeking his face. That's on Friday nights. And then this Saturday, today, this afternoon, we will be showing a video, one of the later videos by Jonathan Kahn.
Whoa, it's a good one.
And it was done at a Perry Stone conference in
April of this year.
Of this
very
year.
Recent.
So it's very recent, and it's excellent. So that's
wonderful message
at 4
for our country.
That's right. Praise God. And then we always have a little something to eat afterwards. So if you'd like to come then on Saturday. If not, Sunday morning, we have our regular worship service, Worship God, because the testimony of Jesus is the Spirit of Prophecy. And that's
thank
the name
Lord.
Of the church, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And that's Sunday at 10 a.m. Amen. So, and I also want to mention that you can listen to this radio broadcast again if you want to go to on your device, your phone, your whatever
computer.
You listen to, computer, mm-hmm. and go to WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. And you can listen to the 24/7 radio. You can listen to Pastor Gene and myself. Just go to the program guide, look for Saturday, and 12 noon on Saturday, you'll see Raising the Standard. And you can just look at the date, whatever date you want to listen to, and you can listen to us again at that place. So it goes around the world. So we thank the Lord for opening up this ministry, not just for this Treasure Coast,
But for everywhere. But for anywhere. You can get it anywhere, yes. It's a small world today.
So. Anywhere. So we want to say hello to you out there, those who listen to us regularly, and perhaps there's somebody new that's listening for the very first time.
Thank you, Lord.
Driving down the highway. And pray that you get blessed by it. And I also want to say hello to our to Roscoe and Audrey on Andros Island, who are building the temple of God.
Our sister church.
Building. Yes, mm-hmm. Sister church, and building the temple of God on Andros Island. So
thank you, Lord.
Say
Jesus.
Hello to you all.
Yes, Lord.
And the phone number. Let me give the phone number, Pastor Gene.
Okay.
It's area code 772-285-7007. Area code 772-285-7007.
Amen. So we're honored to be here with you. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And you know, you think about what's going on just here on Thursday of this week. We had this terrible event in France again with all those people that are killed. And it's everywhere. It's just all over the world. But you know what we got to understand with all this, I think, Pastor Don, more than anything, this is a spiritual battle, but nobody wants to admit it. It's darkness against light. And too many of our people in America don't have the light because they don't know Yeshua. But if we would stand up to believers and draw more people in the kingdom of God, we'd have more people to fight this battle. And as Donna said, it's not going to be with swords and weapons and guns. No, it's going to be with what? Prayer. As Jesus said in Matthew, what did he say? The kingdom of God suffers violence, but what? The violent will take it by what? Force. And it's not with weapons. It's with prayer and seeking God's face and doing what he has to say at this particular time. And
it's so, spiritual warfare.
That's what it is. We're in a spiritual battle. Most people don't want to recognize it. Even on TV, they don't recognize it. You know what's going on. And here we are in the last days. And if we read Matthew 24 real quick, Jesus talked about all the things that were going to happen in these last days. And look how many, we're having more earthquakes than we've ever had before. The tsunamis, the floods, you know, all the stuff's going on. You think somebody might look up and say, God, what's going on? Do we need to turn our hearts back to you? Well, if we don't know Jesus, we can't turn our hearts back to him. We have to come to him first. But even a lot of believers claim to know you, Lord. We know we're not looking to you. We're thinking that men's going to fix everything. This presidential election coming up. You know, we got this Republican convention. No man, no woman is going to change this country. It's going to take a concerted effort by the kingdom of God. God's always used people, and he will continue to use us if we're willing to be used in our area of influence. We all have an area of influence, and so we have to stand up and do the right thing. And I pray that pastors, Lord, in the pulpit tomorrow will stand, or on Sunday, stand up and declare the word of God, not cower back, and warn people. Let's have some harbingers mentioned. The Bible's going to show us all the harbingers that can happen. He warned Israel for years and years. We talked about Jeremiah several weeks ago. 40 years he prophesied and spoke over the land of Israel, and they would not listen to him. And look what happened. And so I don't want that for America. So we have to just continue to press in on that. So I got thinking about this before we came on for this program. I've been reading Ezekiel now. I'm over in chapter 21, I believe it is. But I saw something over, I don't know how I wound up over in Isaiah, but I did in Isaiah chapter 3. Now, let's turn over there, Pastor Donna, to Isaiah chapter 3. Let's read some scriptures. And as I read this, think about America. See, this happened hundreds of years ago, but it's so apropos for what's going on in our country today. There's one key verse that I want to hone in on as we read this. But let's read the text first, and we want to get proper context. We don't want to get some pretext out of this. And so God's warned us. And so, you know, this happened those years ago, but the things that happened there are being fulfilled even today. We talked about Jonathan Cahn when he wrote that book about the harbingers. And so it came out of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. Well, you know, and our politicians pulled that out when the towers got hit, thinking that was going to be a blessing. We're going to build. We're going to be stronger than we ever were. Here comes the pride, okay? We defied God, okay? And if you read over there, that was about the Syrian Empire. And so Israel defied what God wanted to do. What happened? Judgment came. So those verses are not about a blessing. They're about judgment. So it's a prophetic word way back then that's being fulfilled in our country right now. So we need to look at that way. Amen? So let's go over to Isaiah chapter 3. Let's read these verses, and then we'll talk about this as we go along. And I know Pastor Donald has a lot of things to say here as well. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, "For behold, the Lord of hosts," who's the Lord of hosts? It means the Lord of warfare.
That's it.
"Doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water." He's going to eliminate all this. Didn't they suffer for 70 years? They went into this time. The mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator, speaker. We got a lot of wonderful speakers, you know, on TV, you know. Listen to the speeches these politicians are making. Well, it's going to take more than that. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Hear that? Babes will rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. So we're seeing this today in our America. Don't we see this? What's going on today? The people are being oppressed on every side just about. Verse 6, when a man shall take hold of his brother, of the house of his father, saying, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. They were looking for someone else to lead them, in other words. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. Verse 8, for Jerusalem, this is the key verse, for Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. Can you see that? This is America. I thought about Washington, D.C. and America here. Jerusalem, you know, and Judah is a picture of America. Let's read a few more verses. Verse 9, the shoe, S-H-E-W, King James, of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare war. I'm sorry, they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not, don't they? Look what we had.
Oh, my.
Gay parades, all this stuff we have in America today. Their sin is Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to the righteous. Now here's the key. This is for us, the righteous. That it shall be well with him. That's the righteous, only the righteous. For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked! It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Yeah, those amazing verses right there. America's, you know, we got a picture of America right here. What do we have? Neighbors against neighbor. We got all these things going on. We got thugs in the streets and wanting to kill police officers and black against the white. What is this? This is rebellion. What it is? God hates this in America. Why are we doing this? We got to understand this. And so there's so much that needs to be thought about with those few verses that we just read, especially verse 8, for Jerusalem is ruined. Is Washington, D.C. going to get ruined one day? We're on our way down.
Well, and we have a woman ruling over us.
Yeah. And Judah is fallen, okay?
Read verse 12.
Yeah. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Hear this? O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof, for you have eaten up the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in your houses, and so on. So it says, the Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people. Thinking about our ancients of America, we're 240 years old now, and we were started on the right path. Where are we at today? Just like Jeremiah and Isaiah was crying out, and Ezekiel, about the times back then. We're duplicating the same things, the same sins, and we're looking for trouble. We need to understand we're in a spiritual battle. So even let the church, the leadership in the church, stand up and declare these things instead of all these bless me things. Let's think about where we're at in this country. It needs to be changed.
We talk about judgment, Pastor Gene.
That's right.
This is judgment's coming upon our nation.
That's right.
And I shared on Sunday, when you just read this here, what you just mentioned, it's about the Lord will enter into judgment, mm-hmm. and the ancient of his people and the princes thereof, for ye have eaten up the vineyard, and the spoil of the poor is in your house. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord.
That's
God
right.
of hosts. Well, you know, the Lord spoke to me. I brought this before the church on Sunday, and you mentioned the how many years old is our
240 years now.
240 years old.
That's right.
And I like to look at numbers.
That's
and
right.
So I look, and you know, 40 is mentioned many times in the Bible, and you know, the testings.
That's
that they went
is.
Through. Israel went through 40 years of testing, didn't they? Because they sent spies out, and the spies didn't honor the Lord, and they spoke against the Lord, and you know, actually saying the Lord couldn't do it, basically save us. You know, they came against the Lord,
right.
And as many of them, they all had to die in that wilderness mm-hmm. over the next mm-hmm. 40 years until
right.
their young were raised up to take over. We're talking about the young taking over.
Yeah.
Well, if you take 240 and you divide it by the number of man is 6 in the Hebrew letters. It's the Vav.
That's right.
You come out with 40. So it's 6 times 40 is 240, which to me, we're looking at a judgment number.
That's right.
This is a judgment number.
Amen.
And so our nation is right here, right at this point, right now, right today. Right
that close to judgment.
Right since July 4th, since this happened, since our Independence Day, which is not independence, doesn't mean independence anymore the way we've come.
Yeah.
Because we're not free. We've been put under bondage, and we've been put under bondage by the government, saying that making laws that totally go against the Word of God. And so why did these people die? Why did these people have to have these things happen to them? And so many times in this number 40 in the Bible, because of their disobedience.
That's right.
Because they didn't obey the Lord, because of what they did, because they came against God.
The truth was laid out, and they wouldn't accept it. That's it.
They came against God.
That's right.
So, you know, God always, there's always a time of mm-hmm. suffering, and a time of when you know, God's hand of protection is no longer over the people,
that's
no
right.
longer over the nation. And it's not because, in particular, it is because of the people have sinned, but it's also because the nations and other, not just the United States of America, but all these nations that
right.
have made sins legal. What they've done is they've legalized sin. The
yeah.
Bible says that people will say in the last days, what? That good is evil and evil is good.
That's what they're doing right now.
So they're saying it's evil to save a child in the womb.
That's right.
But it's good to kill one.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's evil to say, well, you can't live with somebody. I mean, they're saying it's good. They're saying it's good.
Good. You can live with somebody
and not
get married.
You can just do
whatever
you
yeah.
want.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying you don't have to get married. You
no.
You don't have to do that. Just do what you want to do. Just
that's
do
right.
what feels good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what's happened in our nation.
That's right.
And it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. And if we get more people on the Supreme Court that are going to go and come against more of what God says, it's just going down, 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 down until we're going to be in the gutter.
That's right.
Like these people were.
Yeah, so I think about Jerusalem and Judah here. It says, you know, here we are. We can think about Washington, D.C. in America. Does this fit us? We could say, for Washington is ruined and America is fallen. That's what's going to happen if we don't change. Because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of His glory. When we do things wrong, that means His glory is not there. We've all sinned, we know that, and missed the glory of God. But we have a Heavenly Father. His Son came to forgive us of our sins if we allow Him to do that and ask and walk the right way. That's what we need. Well, our country's not doing that. It's not doing that mm-hmm. way. We're not going that way at all.
Sin now, is just rampant. Verse 16
right.
says, Moreover, mm-hmm. the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion, or Israel, are haughty.
Yeah, proud, huh?
And walk stretched forth necks.
Yeah.
And wanton eyes.
Prior.
I mean, look. Do you think? Look about how women dress and how they act nowadays. Okay.
That's right.
Stretch forth necks, wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tingling with their feet. Well, you know, you said something just the other day about the Olympics. Well, the Olympics is going to be starting soon, right?
Right.
Well, you mentioned about the volleyball teams.
Yeah, the female volleyball teams.
Well, the guys that play volleyball, they have on shorts. I mean,
they look reasonable.
They look decent, you know.
Yeah. But the women
who are playing volleyball, they don't even look like they have less than a swimming suit out
there.
That's
right. It's ridiculous.
And the skimpy swimming suits.
That's
not
terrible.
Even, you know, not even a decent cover, not even a swimming suit that covers your body, but, you know.
Disgusting.
Not one piece, but I mean, it's skimpy looking. And so here they are out there. Do they have to dress like that to play volleyball?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. No. So here we are. We can compare this with America today. I read a little article this week. I thought I might mention some things out of it. You know, back in that day, they even passed their children through the fire to a god named Moloch. And God forbid that, okay? Well, today, what are we doing? We're sacrificing our children, abortion, on the altar of pleasure because we went out one night or whatever, or we're married, we get pregnant, we don't want the child, we just kill the baby. Well, that's the same thing. It's a sin. If we just admit it's a sin. And so I think about this Washington, you know, being ruined, and America and all that. You know, I don't want to think, you know, to make you think something the wrong way. But we could. There's a familiarity here. There's a pattern here that we want to know. And I thought about this. Washington is ruined. We have no leadership in Washington. Let's think about it in a biblical way. We have no respect for God, His ways, His people, or His book, the Bible. Washington is nothing more than a cesspool of wickedness with our leaders promoting and glorifying abortion, same-sex marriage, socialism, intolerance of people of faith. Washington is ruined, and America is fallen if we don't change. We are just a shell of the nation we once were. Our once glorious country has fallen at its worships to its idols of humanism, socialism, secularism, and atheism. However, the real truth is this. The church is ruined, and the church has fallen also. Look what we have in the church today. The nation can always be judged by the condition of the church of that nation. It's so important to understand that. So a lot of the fault is part of the church because we have not stood up and did the right thing. Thank God there's a remnant out there in church leaders that are doing the right things. They're not talking about these things in our country. They're not talking about living righteous. They should be preaching what the Word says about holiness and righteousness. And it tells in the book of Hebrews over there, Paul wrote, and from the Spirit of God, he said, unless we seek holiness, we will never see the face of God. And God meant that. Okay? He's not just sweeping under the carpet, is he, Pastor Don, and looking the other way. He's not doing that. He knows everything that we do. You know, these people think, well, he won't see me doing this. I'm doing this in a house with somebody or whatever. No, he sees everything that goes on. He knows your heart. And so he's going to judge that. He's going to judge our hearts and what we've done and what we believe to be the right way with him and not what the world says. Amen, Pastor Don?
That's right.
So righteousness is important. We always quote this proverb over in Proverbs. What is it? What? Righteousness will exalt a nation. Well, we're far from that today. And it says what? Sin is a reproach to any people. Well, we don't want to be a reproach. And look what's going on. We're so disrespected in the rest of the world right now because of what we're doing. People are seeing what we have done. And so they don't respect us anymore. One time, we were probably the most respected nation in the world. I remember when I was in the Navy. I remember I went to the Philippines, you know, World War II. You know, MacArthur took that island back, and I was over there in 1964. And we'd go up on the streets, and the little kids would come out and say, "Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe." Just like they did during World War II, because they recognized that we were somebody that was there to help them. And it's amazing when we see it. But today, if you go, they don't do that anymore today over there. It's not being done anymore. So we don't remember where we came from. You know, we fought a terrible war in World War II to free this country from oppression. And, you know, the Japanese want to take over the world. Germany wanted to take over the world. Well, God used what? Did God just throw a blanket over all that and have it go away? No, he used soldiers on both fronts in Europe and in the Pacific, what? To take that all back. And you know what? If you look at those days when the war ended, all people were giving the glory to God. They were thanking God for what happened. But mm-hmm. We don't see that today. Even Winston Churchill did the same thing. He gave the glory to God. And see, God used him and a lot of other people. He used General MacArthur. He used General Eisenhower in Europe. He used all these people and the teams that they had together to work together to take all that back. And it was a struggle. It really was. And so we have to be aware. And the sad thing about World War II, especially in the Philippines, or in the Pacific with the Philippines and all the islands, you know, the Japanese had an entourage of people that came to America, and they should have known that something was up. They'd already got all the islands in the Pacific. Wouldn't they put two and two together and say, hey, it could happen again. We're looking at this. Could this happen again in America? Could we have what's going on right here happen in America? That Washington's going to fall. The White House could just crumble and be blown up. Who knows what could happen? And then, of course, what we think about this. This is our country. And the headquarters is where? In Washington, D.C. So where was the headquarters back in this day in God's eyes? It was Jerusalem. Okay? And so Judah's a picture of the nation. And so we gotta put this in our heart. Remember, God's wanting a change. And I thought about it Thursday when we were praying our prayer meeting, that God's looking down. He's not very happy with what he sees in America. He's not. The majority of the people are not where they ought to be. We have a remnant, thank God, that's on fire for the Lord, but we have a lot of believers that are lukewarm, don't believe this, don't believe that, and so we got to get back to what? to the Word of God, don't we, Pastor Donna? That's Amen. Where we have to go, to the Word of God. Amen. So look at this. This is just here in Isaiah chapter 3. And several weeks ago, I talked a lot about Jeremiah. I read the whole book of Jeremiah. And you know, the interesting thing over there, God told Jeremiah three times, don't pray for this land. He's talking about the land of Israel. And so, I think about this with us. You know, we can pray for our America, the land, but is anything going to change? Is God just going to throw a blanket out over it and everything's going to change? No. We have to go to people, give them the gospel, let them be pricked in the heart like they did on the day of Pentecost, and they'll come into the kingdom of God, accept Yeshua, walk with him, love him, and they'll go out and do the same thing. It's a reciprocation of what God did for us. And so it's like multi-level. It's going to multiply. It's going to multiply. And the more people that come into the kingdom of God, what's going to happen? The fabric of America will gradually change as time goes along, because people's hearts will change and they won't be thinking about themselves all the time, but they'll think about the well-being of our country and to please God in all that we do. And when we do, God's hand will be right there. We have this scripture we talk about all the time. If my people, well, how many people in America are really God's people? Okay, he loves us all, but how many are really walking with the Lord and serving? If my people will humble themselves, well, that's a good one, humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, what's going to happen? Huh? He said he would hear from heaven.
Yes.
He would hear from heaven and he would heal their land. That's what we need. And so that's what we want in America, but we have to turn to him. We think about all the things in our American history. No one ever thought George Washington could win that war, but he did, didn't he? Against the English and all. And so our country's put in place because why? They were godly men. They were godly men wanting to do what God said. If we do it his way, we'll have a good result. And so you think about all the kingdoms that came down through the history that we've read about, you know, the Egyptians, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Medes and Persians, and the Greeks and the Romans. Look at all them. They were all godless nations. They were all godless.
That's right.
And so they all fell. Well, if we continue to turn the way we are, this nation could crumble also. Right in internally, we would implode because we're not doing what God says. So the Word of God is what is. This is our standard, right, Pastor Donald? This is the standard that we have to stay on. What God said, he meant it. You know, I mentioned this at church. I saw a plaque that was for sale at the Cracker Barrel one down, and I was there the other day. It says, listen to this, it says this. It says the Ten Commandments are not multiple choice. We got to receive all of them. God said it, we believe it. And if we settle it and put it in our heart, that's what we got to be willing to do. Amen?
Amen. Thank you,
and
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That's right. Praise God.
So we should be praying for righteousness in this country. Righteous judges. We've got some judges that are not righteous. We've got to have righteous judgment. Righteous people that will make those decisions in this day and this hour for this country to do the right things. And so we have to do it. Even people don't want to think about capital punishment, Pastor Donna. Capital punishment was all through the Bible. If people disobeyed God, what happened? They were executed. Well, we have people today that murder people, do all the things, and we never consider the victims. What do? We put these people in jail, leave them in there for 14 or 15 years or longer, and then finally they'll do something about it. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a verse over there that says, when there's an evil done, if there's not swift justice, what's going to happen? People, men, are bent on even doing more evil. And that's what we have in our country today, because we're not doing anything. There's nothing to deter this. We're wanting to let all these people out of jail that's done all these things, and we're putting them back out on the streets again. How can we do this? This is what we're doing, though. So no wonder the country's going the wrong way. So this vote is coming up in November. We better pray the Bible and not what somebody says and not some politically correct thing. We need to drag down the political cartel that's against God in every arena. We have to pray. We're not trying to put a pastor in office, no. But we're trying to put what? A godly man or woman in office that has righteous understandings and will do the things correctly. And that's what we got to do. So we got to vote biblically correct. And I'm not going to mention any names who that might be.
We need to pray, too, we will be able to vote.
That's right.
And that something won't happen before
that's right.
the election
yeah.
that will stop
yeah.
the election.
Yeah.
That could happen. You know, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Yeah. Did they know Thursday what was going to happen? Did they know yesterday what was going to happen?
Yeah.
Do people know what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen. That's why we have to pray.
That's right.
We have to seek the Lord.
Yeah. What if Iran nuked America? What if they nuked Washington, D.C.? That would stop everything that's going on right now. This country would be in a major, major panic if that happened. And there's some thought that might happen. Or the North Koreans, they're rattling their sabers as well. Okay, anything could happen. And if something major like that happened, let me tell you, this country more likely at that point in time might get on their knees finally and say, God, we need your help.
Well, you
let's hope it don't come to that.
If we see the examples in the Bible, it's because people didn't.
That's right.
Didn't heed. They weren't. They didn't heed the word of the Lord. They didn't listen to God, and they didn't obey God.
That's right.
They did exactly. They went their own way, doing their own thing.
That's right.
You know, and we're reading the Torah portions.
That's right.
It's what same as what the Jewish people read
every week.
Every week, and so they have a certain. We're reading the exact same thing they read as if believers would read the Torah portions. And you say, somebody might say, well, what does that mean? The Torah portions is just they read the whole Torah.
Every year.
And what is the Torah? The Torah is not the whole Bible.
That's called the Tanakh.
They read the Torah is the first five books of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So right now we're in Deuteronomy. And so we can see what happened because at that time they were in the wilderness and the children were disobedient. And the part we're reading about this week is about Korah.
Yeah, the rebellion that came.
And the rebellion that came. And, you know, God took care of that, didn't he?
Sure did.
And, you know, God is on the throne.
All the time.
It may not look like it because all these things that are happening, but God allows these things to happen.
Absolutely.
So that he allows these things to happen so perhaps the nation will repent, will turn back to him. Will fall on their knees. You know, what's it say over there in Chronicles, Pastor Gene?
If. Yeah. So maybe then, is
if
it?
If my people.
Right. Will humble themselves.
Right.
And pray.
And seek his face.
And turn from their wicked ways.
Turn from their wicked ways. Well, people want to, they want things from God, but they don't want it. They don't want to agree with what God says to do. Before you get the blessings, you've got to follow the law.
And it says there to
steal. And what's wrong with the law? Nothing's wrong with it. Paul said the law was good and it was good for us, and he said it was holy.
That's right.
Amen. Paul said that, and that's in the New Testament, the New Covenant. So the law is good. The law is the Torah. The Torah is the Word of God. Amen. Jesus said, "I didn't come to destroy the law."
But he said
he came to fulfill
all of it.
The law. That means the Torah.
That's right.
He came to fulfill the Torah. So if you read, if you get that a Torah scroll proportions, which we give out to people if they want them, it tells you exactly the areas you read. You read so much in the Old Testament, so much in the maybe one of the other places in the Bible,
and something in
the New Testament.
That's right.
But this weekend is about Korah and what happened to his whole family, Pastor Gene.
That's right.
And weren't they of the priesthood?
That's right. They questioned Moses' authority.
So we'll look at the people that are in the priesthood now. Doesn't the Bible say that we're priests and kings?
That's right.
That means that not just back at this time, it was just a certain tribe that was of the priesthood. But if you believe in Jesus, if you ask Jesus into your heart, then it says in the New Covenant that we are a priest
and
a king.
Kings.
And so if we're a priest and a king, then we need to act like a priest
and
a king. We don't need to act like a pig in the mud.
That's right.
Or a dog going back to its own vomit.
That's right.
And getting into the sin and the debauchery and all the things that are going on in the world. We're supposed to be separate.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be come out from among them.
Amen.
So we got to come out from among all of the wickedness that's going on in the world and all the wickedness that may be going on in our life, in our home. What do we have around us that's not of God?
Right.
A lot of people have things in their home that are not of God.
That's right.
And they don't even realize it. They don't even know because it's been part of their culture. They've been raised up with it, you know. And so they may even have something hanging on the wall that brings demonic.
That's right. There's a demonic presence with it.
Presence there.
That's right. It draws a demonic realm, yeah.
We had to get rid of stuff when we got born.
We sure did, yeah.
That we didn't know about.
Yeah.
We'd think, oh, it's just a pretty picture. Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's just a pretty picture.
Yeah. But it's a symbol of what it represents.
So these people that we're reading over here in chapter 16 about Korah, that's a good example of what happened there. And what happened, Pastor Gene?
Well,
because of their
disobedience and questioning God's authority.
Yeah.
So what happened? He brought Korah and his entire family out, and the earth opened up and swallowed them and closed up, and they were all died that quick.
The entire family.
Why the entire family? Because God knew that if he only killed Korah himself, there was an influence there that was presented and placed with the environment, with the children and all that. So he took care of all of them. The same thing when they went into the Promised Land and got rid of the Amorites and all that. Why did they kill the children and all and the women? Because what? They knew if they left any of those alive, there'd be an influence there for someone to try to stir that up and bring that religious spirit back in place, that demonic realm. So he destroyed them all.
He did.
That's right.
He did. The earth opened her mouth.
That's right.
And swallowed them up, it says. So mm-hmm. I'm reading it. And their houses.
That's right.
And all the
their
men.
Belongings.
That's right. All the men. All the people of Korah. And all their goods.
Mm-hmm.
And they and all that appertained to them.
That's right.
Went down alive into the pit.
That's it.
And the earth closed upon them. And they perished from among the congregation.
Shit.
And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. When you think about what's going to happen when people are thrown into the lake of fire.
That's right.
They're going to be screaming and crying. People
right.
have visions
right.
of that.
And they'll never and be able to get out of that place.
Never been able to get out of that place. And there came out a fire from the Lord.
That's right.
And consumed the 250 men that offered incense. See, there were 250 men that offered incense. And they died.
That's right.
They got burned up.
That's right. They didn't have God's order and they were all killed. So see, God has an order in the Bible, doesn't he, Pastor?
He does.
He has an order in the Bible. We follow his order, we will be blessed. If we don't, well then we can have what? Curses can come upon us. I think about the big one that Abraham talked about. It's in the Bible. What? If we bless Israel, what? We will be blessed. If we curse Israel, we're going to be cursed.
We're going to be cursed.
So we got to take our hands off Israel even.
That's right.
God will take care of the nation of Israel.
We're not supposed to be telling Israel what to do with their land.
That's right.
You know, God's land says, God's word says their land is going to be theirs and it's going to be all of it, not part of it.
All of it.
Not a section of it. It says, you know, if the land has been parted. So King James Bible uses the word parted. I think about something that's been parted, you can repart it.
That's right.
Amen. You want to part your hair on one side, tomorrow you can part it on
another
the other
way.
Side.
Yeah.
So it says their land is theirs. And we can't be telling Israel that they need to give their land, part of their land, to somebody else to cause peace. No, they can't compromise that. And I think with them reading this, the Jewish people reading this Torah, reading through all of this part, all these five books, there's so much in it. The law is in there. Leviticus is all about giving instructions. And here we have,
in
here Numbers, we have all these examples of what happened when they did things right, what happens when they did things wrong.
Absolutely.
And so as the Jewish people are reading this, and especially the leaders, I believe that, you know, God's got to speak to them to say, you know, we don't compromise with the enemy.
Amen.
Well, what do we do in our lives as a Christian? A lot of Christians compromise with the enemy. They think it's okay to sin and do certain things. You know, God just kind of winks at that, or I can repent and I'll be okay. I'll go to heaven. Somebody told me this today. Oh, you know, I think when I'm a good person,
yeah.
I'm kind to people, but it's okay with me. It's okay for me to live with somebody and not be married.
That's right.
That's what they say. That's what the world is saying. We were in a restaurant the other day, and I won't mention which restaurant because, praise God, I pray the young woman knows the Lord, a very young girl. Dan Moose comes back to Florida because she likes Florida, and she says, I said, well, you buy yourself, I'm with my boyfriend. I'm thinking, my, here she is, you
don't
know.
Believe her.
We're talking about a young person, and
accepting
they don't
that.
Think anything about it.
Nope.
It's sure. like, it's everywhere. It's a contagious.
That's right.
And so it's not just among young people, but it's old people are doing it.
That's right.
People, retired people are doing it, you know?
For convenience sometimes.
And they don't see anything wrong with it.
Nope, that's right.
So it's like the same thing what the Bible says. You know, they're going to say that good is evil and evil and how do I say it right?
Good is evil and evil is good.
Good.
Yeah, that's right.
So what they're doing, they're going to say, oh, it's okay. I'm not hurting anybody, you know?
If they just read the Bible, they'd be convicted. If they just read the Bible, what the Bible says about fornication,
the Bible
adultery,
says the
and all those
bad,
things.
The bad is holy, right?
That's right.
And not
the Bible's
be,
holy.
And the, yes, right.
The bad is not holy. It separates us from God, doesn't it?
Right.
That's right.
Bed is not holy, but I was, what I was saying was the bed, when you marry somebody, that you're in the bed, when you go to bed with somebody, and you need to be married to that person, you know, that's because that's a holy thing. You become one flesh.
The Bible says what? Marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled.
That's right. But it's
When they're not married, they're defiling
the bed.
The bed and God's word, okay?
That's right.
Now somebody might not like what we're saying right here. I'm just giving you the truth.
Because they may be doing it themselves, or they may have a friend.
Or children that are doing it and they accept it, yeah.
And they may say, well, you know, we love the Lord and we just married ourselves. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can divorce yourselves too, can't you?
Right.
People make things so. They make their own. They make up their own laws.
Their own rules.
Their own rules.
That's it.
And so, you know.
So, what's the Torah for? It's the proper teaching and instruction of God for all people that know God to how to walk and live a holy life with Him. It was never put in place for salvation. It was to teach us how to walk the right life that would please God. And we want to please God. You know, I think about what John said in his first epistle over there. About keeping God's commandments. He says they're not grievous. They're not hard. If we love God, we'll want to keep His word. We won't want to defile what He's put in His word.
And Jesus said He didn't come to what? Destroy the law. Where's that at, Pastor Jim? Because some people just don't
believe
what
we're
saying.
Matthew
chapter 5.
And that verse, I believe, is verse 17. Chapter 5, verse 17. I think is the verse. He did not come to destroy the law or the prophets.
What Jesus said.
That's it. Read that a couple of verses.
Okay, you're right. Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law," and another word for law there is Torah. Or the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So what the prophets? Who gave the word to the prophets? The
God,
Lord did.
The Lord
God did.
Yeah.
He says, "I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill."
That's right. And He did. He fulfilled it all.
He fulfilled it all.
And gave us an explanation for all of it. Yeah.
That's right.
Go on, read the next verse.
It says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle
shall in no wise
pass from the law or the Torah till all be fulfilled." So He's saying right there, not even the smallest jot or
a little
tittle
yod.
will pass from the law.
That's
in other
right.
words, you can't take anything out of the word. And there's another place in the book of Revelation where you don't take any words out and
you don't add to. And it's in Deuteronomy chapter 4 also.
And there, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 4. And so people are rewriting the Bible according to the way they want it to
That's
be.
It.
So they'll take out some of these sins that sound so bad and they will make it so it's appeasing. And so if they
and
can
it sounds
help,
good.
They can have a Bible and they think they think that they're doing right, but they're not doing
What's
right.
that called? It's called iniquity.
Twisting.
The word iniquity comes from that word to pervert or twist. They're twisting the true word of God to make it sound reasonable to them, and it's okay. We can't do that.
That's right.
So we have that today in the church.
Great. Let me go ahead and read the next thing that Jesus said.
Yes,
we need to read what Jesus says.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so." How many pastors are teaching people that homosexuality is right? There are homosexual churches.
That's right.
There are churches that are involved with Chrislam. They're going to bring in two or three different religions and we're all going to be under the same
God.
One because we're only, well, there's just, they're saying, well, it's all the same God. Well, that's not true.
Nope.
He said, because Jesus said, you can't come to the Father except through who? Him.
Him.
By Him. By Jesus. Let me go ahead and read this. "Teach men so. He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
God, that's right.
But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of
that's
heaven.
Right.
For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Whoa.
Yet have I heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire."
That's right.
Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother.
Thank you, Lord.
And then come and offer thy gift.
Offer your gift, that's right. Mm. So see, God has rules and directions for everything in the Bible. It's all everything that we can think about. It's wrong today. We can find chapters and verses in the Bible that relate with all that, because this book is apropos for any age that we live in. And those things were written hundreds of years ago, but it's apropos for today. Amen?
The next thing he talks about is adultery.
That's right.
So, you know, Jesus talked about all these things that are spoken of in the Torah.
That's
in
right.
In the first five books of the Bible.
That's right.
So he talked about all these things, you know. And so Jesus didn't come to destroy the law or to change the law.
He came to fulfill it.
He came to fulfill the law.
That's right. Let me read. We got to about 7 minutes. I'm going to go over to Galatians chapter 5 with you. And Apostle Paul wrote this. And I've had people tell me that, well, when Paul spoke to these Galatians, these were unbelievers. You know, he was talking to the church that was established there in Galatia, okay?
That's right.
And people say, well, this is not valid for us today, but it is. I want to go over there and look at chapter 5 with you.
He's talking to the churches.
That's right. These were believers. He was warning every one of them. Now, I can't read the whole thing, but let's just see where I want to go here. I can't read the whole thing. Let's do this here. Verse 14 says this, for all the law, or the Torah, is fulfilled in one word, even this, Paul wrote, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, do we need love in this country today? Mm. But if ye hate and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth, it means got a strong desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. It means the old man. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you, what? Would. But if ye be led of the Spirit of God, ye are not under what? The law. You're not under the legalism of it anymore, because you're doing everything the proper way. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness. Look at all these words. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Boy, we got hate in our country today, big time. Variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Look at all the things.
All these things are happening right now.
Envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, drunken parties and all. Look what happened in Orlando. There's a party going on there. And such the like, of the which I tell you before, Paul says, as I have also told you in time past. Here we go. That they which do such things, means they practice these things, shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Now this is talking to the church.
That's the church. But he says, but, I like the but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. If you did all those things, you wouldn't need the Torah, would you? Because you'd be doing what God said. Now this word temperance is interesting.
You'd be following the law of the Spirit.
The other Bible calls us self-control. Remember, we can't control ourselves. We need the Holy Ghost. Temperance means we're being tempered by the Holy Ghost all the time.
And he says again in 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Order our life in the Spirit, yes. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, and envying one another. Paul had a lot of things to say about a lot of corruption that we have in the church today. A lot of these things we just read is going on in the church today, okay?
So not just in the world, but like you said,
in the church. A lot of it's going on in the church today. So we have to turn back to God. If we claim we know Yeshua, let's go back and turn back to God and do things the way he says. And let's not try to pacify this and say, well, Pastor Gene, we're living in the 21st century now. Oh, no. This book is valid and apropos for any age that we lived in. Amen. The generation after Jesus, it was apropos. And after all the apostles were gone, it was still apropos. All through the dark ages, it was still apropos. But the things in the Bible were perverted, and we see what happened with all of that. So we don't want that, do we?
No. Amen? And I want to close with one scripture.
Go right ahead.
Jesus said this over here in Matthew chapter 4. He says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone.
That's right.
And he's not talking about literal bread. He says, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. the bread. Jesus is our bread.
It's our manna. Yeah.
The bread is the word.
That's
the
right.
Bread is the word. This Bible, this book I'm holding in front of me, this whole book is the word. So when it says we don't live by, you know, bread alone, but we live by every word. That means every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And who is God? Jesus is God.
He certainly is.
He's done all the work for us. But even in the New Testament, Pastor Gene, there was some people that lied to the Holy Spirit and they died.
That's right.
Immediately.
And Ananias and Sapphira.
That's right. So things are really revving up, and we need to get on your full armor of God and get over there in Ephesians chapter 6. Read that, because we need prayer warriors. We don't need wimps in the body of Christ. We need those who are going to be prayer warriors and do the right thing. You know, if we're here from the Spirit of God and we obey the Spirit of God, we're going to live in the Spirit. We'll walk in the Spirit.
And we'll be blessed.
And we'll be blessed.
Certainly
and we'll be protected on every side. You know, all that armor is on the front side of us.
Nothing on the back.
God's going to protect our back.
That's right.
Side, and He will protect us and watch over us. But we have to follow Him.
That's
if
right.
If we want that. You know, the children of Israel, when they turned against God, they always suffered loss.
That's right. So if you're not a believer in Christ and you're listening to this program, you need to ask Christ to come into your life, and He'll come in and wash all your sins away, and you can start all over again. It says you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old things are passed away. You that are listening, if you're born again and you're living in sin, you need to see what the Bible has to say, and you ought to pull up your boots and run out of that. Get out of that.
Don't tempt the Lord.
That's right. Get out of it.
In that same chapter, Jesus talks about thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
That's right.
Then He goes on and He says, when you have a problem with Satan, you tell him to get behind you.
That's it.
Get behind me, Satan.
That's
Jesus
right.
spoke to that, didn't He?
That's right.
If you're doing something wrong, repent, for the
That's
kingdom
right.
of heaven is at hand.
There shouldn't be anything you'd want to do or have right now in your life if you're born again that would prevent you from being in the kingdom of God.
That's right. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be on this radio broadcast. You can listen to us again on WCNO.com on the internet. And you can call us. We have church services here in Stuart, Florida on Friday nights at 7 p.m. This afternoon at 4 o'clock and tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Our phone number here in Stuart is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
And the things we talked about today, these are serious things.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something you just play around with. This is some serious things
That's
we're
right.
talking about. And what God said, He meant it. As I talked about that plaque I saw, the Ten Commandments are not multiple choice.
That's right.
We have to do what He says. So we love you. We're on this program every week because we love people. We want to see them come into the kingdom of God. And you that are in the kingdom of God, we want to see you raised to a new place, to raise the standard in your life that you're going to be the Word of God on everything that you do and say. Raise the standard. So we love you all. And so we're closing here, and we'll talk to you again next week at the same time. And so what do we say, Pastor
Don? Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
And I say, look up, because your redemption draws nigh.
Amen.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.